And this is a very personal issue to a constituent of mine named William Porter, who was falsely accused of abusing both his son and daughter. And these were accusations that destroyed his life. His family have suffered hugely, with William himself developing significant mental and physical health problems as a result of the stress that this has caused. It now seems incredible, Minister, to think that these false claims were believed by the authorities for so long, and that Tusla seemingly even fabricated a confession from William. It began in 2010 when William was falsely accused of physically abusing his 13-year-old son, who lived with him in Donegal. His young daughter lived in the north, and William was not believed by social services in the north, despite his son claiming it was a false accusation and that no such incident happened. It also took Tusla 3 years to investigate the alleged incident. No appropriate explanation has ever been given by Tusla as to why it took 3 years to investigate the matter. As a result of the delay investigating these false allegations, all attempts made by William to have access to his daughter in the north or clear his name are met with accusations of harassment by social services staff in the north. Inexplicably, when Tusla do investigate 3 years later, they fabricate their records claiming that William had confessed to a Tusla official of abusing his son. These have been clarified in the courts, and Tusla, you'll see this now in a second. The false recording of a confession wasn't rectified for 2 years afterwards. William only found out through a Freedom of Information request that a fabricated confession by him happened as a result of a Freedom of Information, and he only found out of that 2 years later that it was on his file. In 2014, Gardaí contacted William to explain that during one of the rare occasions when William did get to see his daughter at the time, he had been accused of punching her in the stomach 3 times. William's name isn't cleared until his daughter admits 11 months later that she was told to say that William punched her. All records relating to William having abused his son have now rightly been deleted by Tusla, and Tusla has since officially apologised to William for their failures regarding him and their family, and that's the correct position. In regard to the accusation that he assaulted his daughter, these false accusations were handled so badly by the authorities that this has recently resulted in her receiving compensation from this state in the High Court due to the stress that had been caused. William's family have lived on either side of the border at times, and as such they've been failed by both the services in this jurisdiction and indeed in the north. Partly because of Tusla's action, the matter is still not resolved in the north. So, Minister, we need to do better in future, and we need to ensure that this ordeal that William and his family have gone through is not repeated by another family. William asked me to put these issues on the public record. His life has been destroyed as a result of it. It is a state agency, and I make the point, and I understand because of the seriousness of what I'm saying. These records were on his file, a record which he only found out by chance that he put a Freedom of Information request in, that a Tusla official had said that he admitted to abusing his child. That record has now been deleted, an apology given, compensation paid to his daughter as a result of this. But this family was destroyed. And I want to commend some of the officials in Tusla that I worked with when I met William many years later. And I seen what I believed was a person who was genuinely broken as a result of this. And when I reached out to Tusla, Tusla did facilitate a process. It took some time, a process where we got to this, where apologies have been given, where wrongs have been righted, where files have now been deleted and the record has been corrected. But this should never have happened. And the consequences on this family are long lasting. So I would ask you, Minister, maybe it's an opportunity for you on behalf of Tusla as the Minister to echo that apology to William and his family.
Thanks very much, Deputy. And first of all, I want to thank you for raising this really, really important issue and outlining in detail the implications for this family of the incorrect and the wrong allegations that were made against them. And I also want to thank you for, recognising that Tusla has made an apology here and that staff in Tusla, and Tusla is a big organisation, and there's a lot of very good people, and I think we all recognise that, have done their best to make reparations here in this particular situation. Deputy, the details of this individual was brought to my department's attention yesterday, so I'm not in a position to go and give you a very detailed response right now. I'm very happy to continue to liaise with you, and I can do it on paper, or we can do another topical perhaps on this in another basis. I hope you don't mind, but just you've outlined a lot more detail here this morning, very important detail, and I hope you don't mind, but I'd like to just have read into it a little bit more before I give a more, so I can give a more considered response to the issue. But I'm absolutely happy to give that more considered response. We have, since you raised this topical with us yesterday, we have been in touch with Tuzla. My department have raised it with Tuzla's Chief Operations Officer. We're requesting an urgent report, an urgent detail on this matter, and we're very happy to engage with yourself further on this particular point. I think if I can just step back from this case more broadly in terms of where an issue is raised regarding Tuzla, obviously for people who have similar concerns, there are routes. There's a complaint through the Office of the Ombudsman, which investigates complaints made in relation to public services. If an individual has a concern about a social worker's practice, an individual can contact CORU, which is the regulator for many of the health and social care professions. Within Tuzla, they have the child abuse substantiation procedure, and that is a revision of the policy that was originally brought in 2014. And it's based on learning that indicated the need to further enhance consistency of practice across Tuzla. And in addition, changes were also required to incorporate new legal judgments into the complex area of law and practice. So the current child abuse substantiation procedure that Tuzla operates has been in place since June of 2022. And the child abuse substantiation procedure assists social workers in achieving an optimum standard of child protection practice when they're carrying out those substantiation assessments. And this procedure allows Tuzla to function within the correct legal parameters of legal obligations, fair procedures, and information management. Because we all know how important it is that complaints or allegations of child abuse are investigated and investigated properly and thoroughly. But you've also illustrated what happens when an incorrect, an inaccurate, a wrong allegation is made and the absolute damage that that can do. So Tuzla over the years has continued to enhance the approach it takes to the investigation of these allegations, and as I said, the 22 document is the most recent document. From what you've told me there, I gather these allegations significantly predated that. So work and the development of the pros to addressing these types of allegations has continued. But Deputy, as I say, I'm happy to continue to engage with you on this particular case.
Thank you, Minister. And I appreciate your response, and that you will give a more comprehensive response at a later stage. We have raised this issue because since 2016, William now is in a different place. William now lives happily with his son and his daughter on a permanent basis in Donegal, but the impact that this has had on all three of them have been immeasurable. William wants to go public with his experience. He wants to do all he can to prevent other families going through what he went through, and I have great respect for him in doing this. Tuzla themselves have admitted that the impact on their intervention on this family has been significant, and that the delays in Tuzla responding to the concerns have been a part of this negative impact on the family. I understand that those working in social services and in children's services have the most difficult of jobs, and that mistakes can be made by all of us, and including people in Tuzla. But this is an exceptional case that had significant consequences. And also, it's not just the mistake, it's the length of time that it was taken for William Porter's issue to be resolved and for William to have his name cleared. And that needs to be highlighted. As I said, 3 years it took for the original accusation, even if this wasn't a false accusation, which it was, why did it take 3 years for this accusation to be investigated? William and his family were put through a decade of hell because of false accusations, and this one repeatedly not being believed. And during this time, William's reputation was destroyed, his business ceased, and he lost access to his daughter. He developed significant mental and physical health problems, and we can never underestimate the impact that this has on somebody and their family. So I understand, Minister, that significant changes have been made to Tusla and how the Gardaí approach matters since these events. But I ask you today, Minister, have the appropriate actions been taken to ensure such a failing does not happen ever again? That's what William wants, and that's why I'm raising this. We can't underestimate, as I said, the impact that this has on their families. And I, like you, want to also commend all of those people in Tusla who do a massive job. And I know that William doesn't want to cast aspersions as well. We recognise that Tusla is made up of really, really passionate people who care for families, who care for children. In this case, systems broke down. Accusations were made, families destroyed, consequences that families will continue to live on with, even though apologies, compensation and errors have been corrected.
Thanks, Deputy. And I suppose I'm pleased that you're able to tell us that William is in a different and in a better place right now, and that's something positive to be taken from this. And you're right, except mistakes are made, and mistakes are made everywhere across government departments, agencies, in every aspect of life. But when a mistake is made, it needs to be owned quickly, and it needs to be responded to, and it needs to be resolved. And what you've outlined here doesn't show that. It shows that the mistake was resisted and potentially even attempts to cover over what happened. And that is not acceptable. It's not acceptable in any government agency. There has been very significant. Tusla is 10 years old. Its 10th anniversary comes in January, and it's an organisation that has undergone a lot of change in that time. In the 3.5 years I've been minister under Bernard Gloucester and now under Kate Duggan, I've seen real reform and real efforts to change across all elements of the organisation. In terms of the incredibly important but also incredibly sensitive issue of the investigation of allegations of child sexual abuse, that's changed as well. I understand William probably would have been the false allegation against him would have been investigated under a 2014 policy. There's now a 2022 policy that has learned from incidents like this and learned how a social worker, how the team around an investigation can accurately investigate and probe an allegation in a sensitive way, but in a way that respects the rights of all parties, both the subject to the allegation and those who are making the allegation and the potential victim of abuse. So, Deputy, you've raised an important issue. I've only been able to provide, I suppose, an initial answer to you today. We'll come back to you in writing on this, and if you want this to feature as a topical subsequently, I think we're happy to do so.